The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living Podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started.
If you're new to Smarter Healthy Living, we want to just do a little bit of what's up. We're glad to have you here. Welcome to the podcast. It's never boring here. I can guarantee that. So here on the podcast, I think you're going to learn some fantastic information. Now, of course, as you probably have guessed, we're whole food plant-based, and you're going to learn about plants, but we also like to shake it up a little bit, maybe challenge your status quo. And I want to do that today by sharing with you what I believe is probably the single most important question with whole food plant-based living. It actually has very practical applications for other things, but without further ado, here's what it is. How can I? And here's what I mean by that. So many times we get stuck in the whole food plant-based living and think, I can't have that. Great example would be pizza. You're used to pizza. Pepperoni pizza with cheese on top of cheese. Mm-hmm. And we get it. We were there. We used to eat that kind of stuff.
I was the Dairy Queen. You know that. If you've been around here any amount of time, you know I was pretty much just a cheeseaholic. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I ate cheese on everything, with everything, and by itself with a knife.
And it was shameless.
It was shameless.
I mean,
you're having no mercy.
No. Well, I'm not just you. It was me, too. I enjoyed it. So once we got into this lifestyle, this way of eating, you would think that, okay, I can't have pizza anymore. So it would be a natural position to just say, boom, I can't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm. True, because you think, well, it's got oil, it's got a lot of meat, a lot of cheese,
which is pretty much the foundation mm-hmm. of pizza
and so
traditionally.
So naturally, a lot of people just think, well, I can't have it. I can't have that anymore.
No.
And then you stop.
And then you start hating what you're doing. Eventually, maybe not that first thing, but after you're changing several of your favorites, then you start thinking, God, if I got to live this way, I'm not going to enjoy this. I don't want to do this forever.
But that comes down to a mindset thing. And that's why mindset is one of our big things on our success path. Because we don't just talk about what foods do you eat. You've got to have the right mindset if you want to accomplish anything in life, much less change the way you're eating and heal your body and make it stronger so that you can do all the things you want to do.
And I believe one of the very first steps with that mindset change is instead of saying, I can't, ask yourself the question, how can I? How can I have that pizza?
Oh.
How can I? A great example that just came to mind is Brunswick Stew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anita's parents owned a restaurant when she was young. She practically grew up in a restaurant, and one of the things that they made was Brunswick Stew.
And Brunswick,
she loves it.
Oh, I do love it. And it is by nature full of meat. I mean, just meat after meat. I probably had three different kinds of meat in it. Just thick with it. So I could have said, well, I'll never be able to have Brunswick stew again. And it's a food I have good memories associated with. I love the flavor of it. I look forward to it.
Oh, and when we'd go visit your dad, mm-hmm. that would be one of the things that he would make.
Yes, so it has a lot of memories attached. I mean, when you've got memories attached to foods, it makes them taste even better. And then you enter a new way of living and you think, I can't have that thing anymore. And it's pretty much done in your mind. I mean, you might be able to push through for a year and hate every minute of it. But then what's going to happen? You don't have to live that way. That's the wonderful, wonderful thing that we want you to know. So Jared's saying you make this mindset shift. You take this shift. You quit asking. Actually, you just need to take it out of your vocabulary.
You go from a statement to a question. So how can I? It starts to activate in your mind the problem-solving centers where you start looking for solutions.
Creativity. It opens up the doors of creativity.
The other way, you're just slamming those doors shut, saying, boom, wall there, I can't do it anymore.
Well, if I had done that when we started this journey, and we desperately needed a solution. I was very, very sick. And just having all kinds of issues, low energy, pain in my joints. I was having carotid artery stenosis.
Every time she'd lay down at nighttime, she'd hear whoosh, whoosh,
just whoosh. All kinds of things. You can go back and listen to episode one if you want to hear my story.
Spoiler alert, that's not normal. The sound that she was hearing in her neck when she was laying down, normal. That's not normal.
No, and I don't have that anymore. I don't have the low energy. I have to force myself to go to bed at night. But the way that you do that is finding a life that you love that actually promotes health long term. You have to look at the long term effects of what you're doing. But then you've got to have that right mindset, because if we had stopped at, I can't have this, then we would have never been doing what we're doing today, not only living and loving this way, but singing its praises and teaching everybody we know who's interested how to do this, because we know it's a game changer. And we still have our pizza. We still have our Brunswick stew. We just eat it a different way. And that's a recipe upgrade. We've just made recipe upgrades. That's what we call it.
It's a huge recipe upgrade.
And so the thing is, it tastes as good or better, but it makes you feel amazing. So I say, you know, love the foods that love you back. You've got to find a way to love those foods that are going to love you back. And that's what it's all about. So it's time to make that mindset shift. It's time to go from I can't to how can I? That's just such a great question, Jared.
Because at that moment, that's when you start looking for solutions, looking for ways. You don't know what you don't know, but if you can ask the question and you can start searching. And don't get discouraged the first time you try something and it doesn't work.
Exactly.
We've been there. We know. You eat it and you think, maybe not so much. Keep trying.
Right.
I mean, that's one of our passions, is helping to show people the things that we have learned through this, but we don't know everything. We've not tried everything.
Every single option.
Exactly.
There are tons of things out there to try. And we know a lot of the places to go and how to take any recipe and make it work for you. But you may pick up a recipe when you're starting this and go, ugh, this is terrible. Clearly, I don't like Brussels sprouts. But it's not that you don't like Brussels sprouts. You just had a crappy recipe. I'm just going to say it. And you've got to have the right recipes. You've got to know the food formulas to make it taste good, to get all those flavor profiles in there. And once you know how to do this,
and you understand the principles,
exactly,
which is what we like to teach,
then the whole world of possibility opens up for you, not only in what you can eat and actually enjoy, but how you feel, what you can do, what you can accomplish through your life. You can run all out with your children on the playground like you dream of doing. You can go on trips to all these fantastic places you wanted to go but never felt like going before. You can finish your job, your day's work, and still have energy to go out with your friends and family and make the memories you want to make.
You don't come home and crash.
No, and you can build a business. You know, if you've always dreamed of building a business or doing something that you've just not felt like doing before, or going farther in the business you're already in, you know, maybe you haven't had the mental clarity that you need. Maybe you haven't had the ideas flowing like you want them to because you don't have the nutrients that you need to be able to do that. This is possible. All these things are possible for you. That's why we love this way of living, because once you can get that mindset shift, the doors of possibility start to blow wide open for you, and there's no stopping you. There's no telling what you're going to do in this world. We're thrilled for you. We are excited for you on this journey. Be sure before you go to leave a review and let us know what you think about this episode, and we look forward to getting to know you more. And until next time, start asking. How can I? And we will see you on the next episode.